This Week in Hearthstone is a fan-made news podcast created by Ryan Kubo. All articles are publicly available news articles, and all news articles are credited in the podcast audio as well as in the show notes. No profit is made off of this show and was purely created to give personal opinions and insight into the game of Hearthstone. What is up, everybody? How's it going? Ryan here, back with you for another week of This Week in Hearthstone. For the week of March 16th, 2019. I do apologize, guys. I know that it's been a big news week in Hearthstone if you've been following it. And I know that I wasn't able to have the usual episode up on Thursday. We're currently recording this on Saturday, March 16th. And I had some issues going on and some stuff that I needed to take care of. So we pushed it off a few days, but I hope that you guys don't mind. We have a ton of news, and a lot of it is really, really big news. And so it's definitely something that we should talk about and go over. Before we get started, as always, check out iTunes and Spotify. Those links should be in your episode description down below for the audio versions of this podcast, as well as check out our YouTube, and all our social media links are down below. Anyway, let's just jump right into the news since we have a lot to cover today. First up, we have, as always, if you guys' first time here, we always start off with the meta report, and then we go into the brawl, and then we go into any news that might have happened in the week of Hearthstone. And we've had quite a bit of news that's happened this week, luckily. First up with the data report, we won't stay too long on this. We are in that time where we are waiting for a new expansion announcement, and the meta has pretty much settled. So right now, nothing really interesting has changed, unfortunately, in the meta. We're still looking at a combat between mid-range hunter, even secret, odd paladin going on there. When it comes to deck creation and stuff like that, we haven't really seen anything that has changed. Paladin's meta level has dropped. Odd Paladin has been pushed down to tier 1 finally. The top of tier 1. But besides that, pretty much everything is staying the same. It's kind of why I am on a break of Hearthstone. I still dabble in it and play with it to do my quests, etc. But overall, it's just kind of a waiting game until the next expansion. Most of the decks that you guys have, you'll probably be good with, and you'll probably be chilling with for a while. This is probably also the best time where if you guys want to start climbing rank and stuff, you can do that. But I've already gone and gotten my 5 wins for my card back and stuff like that. Definitely though, next month, we'll get into that later, you'll want to start climbing though, so that you can get a little bit of a head start on the next season. And we'll explain that in a little bit. But overall, if you want to check out details of the Vicious Syndicate report, I highly suggest that you check out the show notes that are linked down below in the episode description. Other than that, though, there is not much to go over with this current news. Next up, we have the Brawl that came out this week. It is called By the Power of Ragnos. Remember, the Brawl is only available from Wednesday until Sunday, so keep that, or Sunday at midnight, so keep that in mind as well. You want to try to get in there and jump in there and try to play as quickly as possible. We have seen this Brawl before. It's the second time that it has happened. It requires that you build your own deck, unfortunately, so keep that in mind that it might be a little bit harder to build a deck in this. But apparently during this Brawl, there is a global effect that activates during the Brawl, and it's the same one as Emperor Thorazan. If you don't know who Emperor Thorazan is, the effect is at the end of your turn, reduce the cost of cards in your hand by 1. So pretty much it's just a normal game of Hearthstone. You just kind of make a deck, and then from there, every turn, after you end your turn, your hand will, the cards in your hand will decrease by 1 mana cost. So yeah, it's pretty simple or whatever. I was able to just do it with like a, what did I use? I used a mage deck. I just used like a tempo mage. It is in wild format as well to keep in mind, so you can use old cards. So I just ended up just using a bunch of like wild cards and making pretty much a tempo mage, essentially, is what I ended up creating, which was overall pretty good and pretty fun to utilize. Just Wild Pyromancer is one of my favorite cards, even though it's kind of RNG'd, and I just kind of kept shooting people in the face. So get in there. It does reward you with 1 classic pack. It does not, unfortunately, reward you with anything else, but get that classic pack, pull some legendaries, or, you know, if you're like me, get your 40 dust, which is, you know, it adds up every week. So, yeah, that is the Brawl. Pretty boring this week, but Yeah, I don't really like the build your own brawls sometimes, especially when they're just something that's a little bit changed like this. But overall, go check it out. And yeah, good luck. You have a day or so left of this recording to get this brawl done. Okay, so next up is had a little bit of a celebration this week, but it kind of went unnoticed because no event was put into the game for it. But about 5 days ago, it was Hearthstone's 5th birthday. If you guys didn't know, the beta started on August 16th, 2013, which I was in. The official game really, eventially went into open beta, and then it just kind of released. And the official release date was March 11th, 2014. That was when it was released on PC and was out of beta. April 16th of 2014, which was literally a month later or so, a little bit over a month later, they released on iPad. And then on December 15th, 2014, they released on Android tablets. And then about a year later from the March release, about 13 months after, on April 14th, 2015, they released on iOS and Android phones. So they didn't do anything, unfortunately, to celebrate 5 years of Hearthstone in game at least. No new packs, no new card back, or anything like that. It kind of just came and went. The only reason why I heard about this is because a YouTube video was created for the official Play Hearthstone YouTube channel featuring Terrence Stone, who is the official voice of the innkeeper, at least the American English version innkeeper. And it's called 5 Years of Hearth. And it's a 3-minute video, kind of just having a little background interview with the man who does the Hearthstone voice. And you can check him out there. And there's some comments from Ben Thompson and from Peter Whalen and other creative directors on Hearthstone that kind of talk about the innkeeper and stuff like that. But beyond that, that's really all we have. I remember a couple of years back, we've gotten like a card back and stuff, but I feel like most of the time, this event kind of comes and goes. So overall, kind of disappointing, but kind of understandable at the same time. But happy 5 years, Hearthstone. It'll probably last a lot longer than that, but we will see. So getting on to pretty much the bulk of the news. Sorry if that felt a little rushed. But we were trying to get off all the fluff to really get into the big news of the week, and it is some pretty big news. And these episodes are probably going to get a lot longer and ramp up a lot more, but at least we'll have more content to talk about every single week, which is always a nice thing as well. But we do have confirmation after a few weeks of those teaser trailers that I was talking about. We do have confirmation on the new Hearthstone expansion. It was revealed 2 days ago through a video, through a couple of videos actually, a Rise of Shadow announcements trailer that is about 7 minutes long, as well as a just standalone trailer for it as well. So you guys can go check that video out as well. Of course, the video is linked in the episode description down below. But it is the first expansion of the Year of the Dragon. It is called Hearthstone Rise of Shadows. Pretty much everything that was teased and various content creators were able to guess, we pretty much hit the nail on the coffin. The game is, or the story or plotline is Rafam from League of Explorers. He was the main villain there, has assembled a team of villains, including, who is also included? Oh, I guess includes the Fortune Teller from Whispers of the Old Gods, which her name is Madame Lazul, Togwaggle from Kobolds and Catacombs, Hagatha from The Witchwood, and then Rafam himself, of course, from League of Explorers, and Dr. Boom, which I guess we could say from GVG or even from the Boomsday Project, which happened, a couple of expansions ago. They are forming a super group, and from what the trailer explains, they are going to be raiding Dalaran and be taking all of its loot and probably releasing other prisoners. Remember that Hearthstone is committed for the next year to have a continuous storyline. So whereas past years, the expansions, the lore was contained in just that one expansion, for this year, they're going to try something new, and they will have a continuous storyline. So when the second expansion gets released, it will have some type of interconnectivity to push this story of the first expansion, Rise of the Shadows, forward in its lore and stuff like that. So, along with the announcement of the expansion, we also had some new cards. We've had some pre-order deals and all that good stuff. So what we're going to try to do is go through each and every one of these very briefly and kind of talk about them and make sure we get everything that we're talking about. I will try my best for audio listeners as well to transcribe the cards for you. And, I would probably recommend pausing or something like that. But keep also in mind, like I say, with any single card that I do review, these are my opinions. We do not have the rest of the set. As the rest of the set comes out, it's easier to kind of predict how cards are going to get. But this is literally about 8 to 9 cards that we're going to be talking about right now. And so I'm most likely going to get all these wrong. So don't take my opinions to heart. But let's get right into just the general basic information of the expansion, kind of like an overview. But we have a release date. It is officially April 9th, 2019. So that is next month, and that's kind of why I mentioned earlier in the podcast that you'll probably want to start playing Hearthstone if you really haven't ranked up a lot starting April 1st, which is April Fool's Day, ironically. But you'll probably want to start playing there, or even now, possibly, to start ranking up so that when the expansion drops, maybe you're at a rank 4, you're at rank 15, or you're at rank 10 or something like that, where you can kind of just chill out and experiment with decks. That's usually what I do, so you don't have to wade through a bunch of rubbish and people playing whiz-bang decks or whatever decks are playing at lower ranks, but, that's just me. There is going to be a pre-release event on April 5th. Remember, the pre-release event is something where you can actually go into a fireside gathering and open up your pre-order packs and kind of mess around and build decks or play against decks recipes. Or you can also just make one at home and open your pre-order packs there. I usually open my pre-order packs at home just to kind of show you guys what is going on and stuff. There is a new mechanic. It is called Twin Spell. This is a mechanic is when it has a highlighted word or bold word that does something on the card. But it says casting this adds another copy of the card without Twin Spell to your hand. So think of it like Echo, but it only works twice. And also that you don't have to play the card in the same turn. So we'll kind of get into that later and talk about it in a bit. There is a new token minion called Lackeys. These are generated through other cards. They are always 1/1s, and they have some pretty powerful battle cries. They are apparently going to be releasing more Lackeys over the course of the year as well. There are Schemes. These are cards which grow in power as they sit in your hand each turn. So I guess they can go up to infinite turns. And they claim that they'll see some old mechanics return. They also detailed that the League of Evil is officially Priest, Rogue, Shaman, Warrior, and Warlock, and Dalaurand Defenders are Mage, Druid, Hunter, and Paladin. Before we really get into the card review and the stuff like that, I just kind of want to mention that there are some bundles that you guys can get, and there was some issues earlier in the week where if you bought the bundle a few hours after the announcement, your game would actually bug out and give you a random legendary that you're not supposed to have. This actually happened to me, but it further made it so that I couldn't log into the client at all, and I would be stuck with a spinning circle around the Hearthstone logo. Luckily, I was able to call customer support and get it figured out and get my account restored. But you should be able to buy everything now. People are pretty disappointed in the bundles. I can't say that I blame them. Usually, most previous expansions, they've had a bundle that's usually about $25 or so, and then they've had a $50 bundle. This time around, there is no cheaper bundle. There will be, kind of, but this time around, the cheapest bundle that you can buy is $50, and then there is an $80 bundle. So, a lot of people are disappointed in this. I will say that. No, we're not. I'm not endorsed by Hearthstone. I'm not paid or sponsored by Hearthstone. Just trying to give you guys the information. So this is what's in all of them. In the $50 bundle, you will get 50 packs of Rise of Shadows. You will get a card back, and you will get a random legendary from Rise of Shadows. With the $80 card back, you will get 80 packs. You will get a card back. You will get a random legendary from Rise of Shadows. Apparently, in the $80 card back, that is a golden legendary, by the way. And then you will also get Madame Lazul, which is the priest hero. That is the fortune teller I mentioned before. She is the new priest hero that you will get from buying just the $80 bundle. If you do pre-order this anytime between now and I believe it is April 6th, you will get Madame Lazul available. So I actually already have her available to be equipped and to play. They also mentioned that during the first week of the expansion, there will be a special bundle that will be available for $10. They didn't say it was, but I assume it is going to be a one-time purchase. It will include 9 packs and 1 arena ticket for $10 as well. Remember, guys, that arena is changing. They are rotating in and out certain sets and certain buckets as well. So that's probably the reason why they want to get you in there, get you incentivized to play it as well. So those are going to be the bundles that you can get for now. If you guys are on the fence of all that stuff, remember that the Hall of Fame is happening, so a bunch of cards are rotating out, and you'll be getting dust for them, as well as being able to disenchant them if you want to. Also, I would recommend waiting until Amazon Coins probably has a promotion. If you don't know, there is a way to buy microtransactioned money called Amazon Coins through Amazon, obviously, and usually you can get about $50 worth, sometimes for $30, and then you can use that $50 worth of Amazon Coins to purchase the bundle, the Rise of the Shadows bundle, which means you save about $20, right? So I would highly suggest waiting for the Amazon Coin promotion deals, see what ends up happening, and then from there, go from there and purchase it. So overall, that is the pre-order prices for everything. On to the card portion, though, and like I said, we will try to get through these as fast as possible. We had 8 cards revealed, and most of them are just to show off new mechanics and stuff like that. Remember that whenever they do a reveal of a new expansion, they want to show off the new mechanics, and you can check out what the mechanics do if you need a visual guide in the announcement trailer as well. First up, though, we have a 10 mana. We can't click on these to discuss them more. I see how it is. First of all, we have a mage card. It is a 10 mana dragon, 4 attack, 12 health, called Caligos, kind of like Malagos, but with the K. And with the card text that reads, your first spell each turn costs 0. Battlecry, discover a spell. This seems very, very powerful to me, and I know a lot of people are pretty hyped about this in some type of like control mage or whatever. When you first play it, obviously the Battlecry, discover a spell. Once you discover that spell will also be 0 mana as well. It doesn't have to be in your deck. It can just be a random spell. It looks like it's contained to mage spells. It doesn't seem like it is to any class as well. So keep that in mind, that your pool of spells you can discover is pretty small. Overall, I think it's a pretty good card, especially with certain board clears leaving in the Year of the Dragon. This is definitely going to be one of those powerful cards. Remember that it says your first spell, so it's not both you and your opponent, so this gives a ton of advantage to you. Overall, it seems pretty good, and yeah, I really, really like it. Next up, they showed off, and well, I don't know if these are actually in the order that they showed them off, but this is how they're listed on this website I'm using. But they, the next card up is a 7-mana, 6/6 legendary neutral called Chef Nomi. With the card text reads, battle cry, if your deck is empty, summon 6/6 Greasefire Elementals. If you guys don't know about much about World of Warcraft lore, Chef Nomi is a guy who teaches you how to cook as a profession, but he's really, really, really bad at it. And that's kind of the memes of it when you're learning from him and stuff. So if your deck is empty, summon 6/6 Greasefire Elementals. So basically, you just summon, if your deck is empty, you summon everything. Your whole board fills up, right? Because you can only have 7 minions, including this guy. You would literally fill up your board if you need to. It's neutral, which is kind of interesting as well. If Control Warrior becomes a thing, or some type of control deck becomes a thing, I can definitely see this being like actually really powerful. This also might be really good in Myra's unstable crystal or whatever. So this also might be pretty good. I can see it working. Don't know actually how good it is. I can see it situational in certain control decks, though, for sure. Next up, we have a Warlock card. It's a 7-mana, 7/8, called Arc Villain Rafam. It has a card text that reads, Taunt, Battlecry, replace your hand and deck with legendary minions. You know, this is, once again, I don't know how it's going to work in Warlock. Warlocks are mostly doing, like, you know, they're losing a lot of stuff that makes their control lineup work very well, right? But at the same time, they've needed something because, like, Rin is going to be rotating out. I don't think that you will see this in any type of Zulok or kind of fast-based deck, but, you know, it seems like a pretty good card. I think the thing is that
It has taunt. So whereas before, if it didn't have taunt, it wouldn't have any type of immediate effect, and you would have to see what you end up getting and then kind of work with that. But with the taunt, it kind of has an immediate effect in the sense that your opponent is probably going to want to eventually deal with it, especially if it's covering or blocking other creatures that are on the board. Overall, I think it's a pretty decent card. We saw the Golden Monkey with Elise Starseeker being used as well, right? That was a taunt. It transformed all the remaining cards in your hand and in your deck into legendaries. We saw it being used in control decks. Once again, if control is a thing, sometime down in the future, we will probably, most likely, see this card. Next up, we have a Druid spell. It is an 8-mana card called the Forest Aid, and it has our first keyword on it, Twin Spell. Summon 5/2/2 chance. Basically, like I explained before, what happens is if, when you play this card, you will summon 5/2/2 chance, and you will get another copy of this card. You can end turn and go to your opponent's turn. When it comes back to you, you will still have this card in your hand. You can play it again, but then Twin Spell is gone. So you can play two copies of it. You don't have to worry about playing it on the same turn. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like Echo, but not. You don't have to worry about burning the mana. I honestly can see this effect being possible in the future of Hearthstone as well and stuck around. This card, though, don't really think it's too good. 8 mana for 5/2/2 chance. I mean, you can combo it with the Power of the Wild and make them 3/3s, but overall, I don't think that this card is going to be very good. I think the cost is way too high for what you get out of it, but yeah, just a card that shows off the examples of other cards. Next up, we have Forbidden Words, which is a 0-mana priest spell, and it has a card text that says, spend all your mana, destroy a minion with that much attack or less. Very good card, I feel like. We kind of had this in like the Forbidden Shaper, right? That was the card where you ended up depending on how much mana crystals you spend, you summon a minion of that power level. And this is the same thing, but with clearing. So spend all your mana, destroy a minion with that much attack or less. So it's going to be one of those cards where you kind of have to think about it, think what you want to do, how you want to spend your mana, and then start clearing stuff if you want to. I mean, finally, a card that can clear 4 mana or 4 health minions or 4 attack minions, right? I think that this card is very good. It is a rare quality, so we will probably see this being run a lot. Next up, we have a rogue card, a 3-mana 1/5 called Evil Miscreant with the card text that reads, combo, add 2 random lackeys to your hand. Once again, we have a new keyword here. Remember, lackeys are powerful 1/1s that are generated through other cards. This will generate them. I believe there's about 5 or 6 lackeys, and they all seem fairly good. Overall, not really sure how to feel about this card. Not many rogue cards have been released. This is the first card where I'm like, I don't really know. The other cards are like, oh, I can see situations for them, or they're pretty decent. With this one, I'm not really sure how this is going to work. I think the lackeys that it generates are very powerful, but I think actually playing a 3-mana 1/5, I don't know. We'll have to see. Next up, kind of random card that they showed off. It's a 3-mana 3/4 neutral called Spell Ward Jeweler with the card text that reads, Battlecry, your hero can't be targeted by spells or hero powers until your next turn. Very situational, I feel like. I feel like if they have the combo pieces already to kill you with spells, I'm looking at you, Maligos, right? This is definitely a tech card for that to delay a turn, but it's very situational, and I don't think it's that great. I think people are kind of hyping it up to be super, super good. I don't think it's that great. If they already have the combo pieces to kill you, it's like, okay, this is just like an ice block. You know, hopefully you get another turn so you can ink something out or whatever, but overall, very situational. Next up, we have a 5-mana shaman spell called Hagatha's Scheme. And it has the card text that reads, deal 1 damage to all minion upgrades each turn. So this is part of the schemes, right? Any card that has a scheme in their title is the cards where the card grows with power every turn that it sits in your hand. And it has to be on your turn. So for example, it's in your hand, you draw it or whatever, deals 1 damage, you end your turn, it's your opponent's turn, comes back to your turn, it will now deal 2 damage for 5. Mana. There seems to be no limit on this, so if you were to hold it for some reason for 30 turns, it will deal 30 damage to all minions and stuff like that for costing 5. Once again, seems like a pretty good card, but at the same time, we still have Volcano. No, we do not have Volcano, I believe. But overall, it'll be interesting to see how this card works for sure. One of the things that I'm curious about is just if Control Shaman is a thing within Hearthstone, because I don't see I don't see it being that well, and being able to hold it in your hand kind of sucks as well. Overall, I think it's going to be average. I think there's some play for it, right? Volcano leaves, I think, the meta pretty soon or whatever, so we'll end up having to see what ends up happening with that around. But overall, I think that it is a pretty good card. Next up, the day after this expansion, the expansion was announced, we had another card being unveiled on Twitter, and that card is another rogue card. It is a one mana spell called Tog Waggle's Scheme, and with the card text that reads, choose a minion, shuffle one copy of it into your deck, upgrades each turn. So we got another scheme card here. This one seems really good for rogue, especially. So if it has been five turns, it's one mana, shuffle five copies of it into your deck, right? And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like there's going to be a lot of bunny hopper, pogo hopper decks running around. But overall, I think it's a pretty good card, depending on if your scheme RNG is pretty good. So that is all the information we have about Rise of Shadows at the moment. As always, I will be doing card reviews here and reviews about it each and every week as long as the expansion comes out. Remember that it is out April 9th. We will be reminding you probably this every single episode up until then. So April 9th, it comes out. April 5th is the pre-order, the pre-release date. April 6th is the date where you can no longer pre-order. So yeah, we'll have a lot of articles to talk about soon. Very quickly, last thing up before I really head off for today, but Hearthstone patch 13.4 is out. So with this patch came obviously a few handful minor things, and I just wanted to kind of really quickly go through it. It's pretty short, but it's some things that a lot of my friends didn't know, and I thought I would try to inform you guys. So in this update, we were able to pre-order, like I said before, the Rise of the Shadow stuff, and you get you can pre-order those right from your app. If you guys are on mobile or iPad only, I would highly suggest getting on a PC, down the link battle.net, and pre-ordering from there. Because remember, on mobile purchases of anything, they have to charge a little bit more because of the cut from Apple and Google Play and stuff like that. So those pre-orders are in there. We have more information about the new event that's happening called Farewell to Mammoth. It will start on March 25th through April 2nd, and you receive three card packs, one each from Journey to Angoro, the Knights of the Frozen Throne, and Kobolds in Catacombs. There's apparently also a bunch of new Tavern Brawls that are going to be added to this as well. Also, they added the fact that there will be Tavern Brawls starting on April 1st. That gives you an opportunity to earn a new card pack from the new Hearthstone expansion. So I will be giving more details about that once we get to the Tavern Brawl information. They added a couple of card packs. They added one called the Card of Shadows, and they added another one called the Jewel of Luzul. The Jewel of Luzul is the one that you will be getting when you pre-order the game. Card of Shadows is probably most likely for some, or Card of Shadows, I believe, is the one you will be getting when you hit or win five ranked games in April. They claim that they optimized Hearthstone's size. You'll need to re-download the whole game in order to notice that. They said that they'll improve reconnection features. And then the two big updates, or three big updates, that have finally pushed earlier than we expected before the official Year of the Dragon is, the first one is you can reroll legendary quests. I'm not sure why you would want to do this, but I can see some situations where people don't like these. These are those golden quests that show up that, you know, that say like win a tavern brawl, or they're linked to some type of event. You can reroll those quests now if you want, if you never want to do those quests and get that stuff. I know some people who still have like the Witchwind ones because they just hate it. Should have just completed it, in my opinion, but you can now reroll those back into standard quests. You will be prompted with a question asking if you are sure if want to do that. They also added the random card back selector. If you guys have more than five card backs in your collection, you can now equip the random card back selector. Every single game, you will get a new card back, including a chance of getting the random card back as your card back. So there is that as well. The card back does not change when you're opening packs, though. So keep that in mind. It's whatever was your last randomly equipped card back in your last game. So it only affects your in-game play, but that is in the card backs tab in your collections tab. So go check that out. And then last, or second to last, I guess, Golden Heroes now count arena wins. So now if you are playing arena, you will be able to get some more golden wins. Keep in mind, though, unfortunately, they said that any past arena wins will not count towards the 500 wins. So it's everything from here on out, unfortunately. And then really something that we'll probably go all over in another episode, but the Complete My Deck feature in Hearthstone is a lot better. It's now just taking internal data instead of randomly having this janky UI or AI as well. Basically, you put a card in and you say that you want it to complete your deck. They have already all your information about your card collection, and then it will build a deck around the cards that you have in your collection and then corresponding to the highest win rate. I tried it a couple of days ago and it works really, really well. I put in, you know, certain cards for Priest and it automatically made me Wall Priest and stuff like that. So it's actually very, very good. It's way better than what the autocomplete thing was in Hearthstone before. I am kind of sad though, because one of my favorite things in Hearthstone to do with friends was we would auto-complete decks, or we would let us choose the cards, and we would only choose like the middle card in Hearthstone. That will unfortunately no longer is something that you can do. So unfortunately, because of that, that is gone. But overall, it's a great little thing or whatever. The helper will choose the strongest standalone cards from what you have available in accordance to win percentage overall. So guys, that is it for this week's episode of This Week in Hearthstone. Sorry guys that I had to record stream it on Saturday. I do apologize. I did not mean to, but we had some personal issues. But I'm glad that the episode was able to get out on a timely matter. Before I go though, remember that as always, I am on Spotify and iTunes. You can check out that in the episode description down below. You can also check us out on Twitch, where we live stream record this episode and other podcast episodes, as well as some gaming, over at twitch.tv/RyanKubo. If you ever want to keep in touch with me outside of this podcast as well, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RyanKubo as well. That's RyanKubo. Thank you guys so much for hanging out this week. I guess we're all aboard the hype train for the new Hearthstone expansion. And I will definitely most likely be talking way more about Hearthstone. These episodes are going to get a lot longer as well as the card reviews roll out. But thank you guys for hanging out today. I appreciate it. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Take care.